Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts, and I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Lord Fairfax Community College. Having provided higher education and career training for the past half century, LFCC is tightly interwoven into the fabric of the Northern Shenandoah Valley and Piedmont regions. Join me every week for conversations with current and former students to hear their funny and inspiring stories as we learn about their journey to higher education, the role that LFCC has played, where they are now, and where they plan to go. We'll also talk to current and former professors about their experiences and best memories of LFCC over the past 50 years. Get every single episode as they're released on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, on Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for LFCC Stories. Hello and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday. As you are listening to the show today, we have, however, pre-recorded our conversation on a Wednesday morning so that we could chat with our regular Guy Curtis from Lord Fairfax Community College's Workforce Solutions. How are you doing, Guy? It looks like you're back in your office today. You're not at home. You don't have your mullet wig on. You seem like a much more professional person today.
Yes, I'm business casual today. I'm not in my formal attire that I wear at home. So yes, thank you for having us back. Glad to be here on the show again.
Well, I was joking before we started recording for the show that joining us on the Zoom screen today is Jenna French, and she is the Director of Tourism and Economic Development for Shenandoah County. And I was having quite a Shenandoah County week because Carrie Hahn for Tourism was on this past Tuesday.
Yeah, we just have so much going on here that we have to take up more than one day of your show.
When we were talking on Tuesday, Jenna, John Henry General Store and Sycamore Banks Farm were the two guests that Carrie brought. And I think those two stops are going to make up what I do this weekend. So she gave me something to get out of the house and go and do this weekend in Shenandoah County.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So Guy, I understand today we're going to be talking about a scholarship that Workforce Solutions and Shenandoah County Economic Development are partnering on, Shenandoah County Cares Scholarship. So give me a quick overview of that, and then we'll talk to Jenna about how the program came to be.
Sure. We've partnered with Shenandoah County and with our foundation at LFCC to bring a scholarship to Shenandoah County residents. It's a tremendous opportunity for anyone who's been impacted within their household or themselves by COVID-19, whether they've lost a job or maybe a reduction in work hours. This is an awesome scholarship for those looking to retool, train, get new skills for a career that's going to launch you long-term into a great pathway. And a lot of these programs that we are featured and identified for the scholarship really represent the demand locally in Shenandoah County and the surrounding areas. So we're super excited that these programs are not only just high in demand, but they're certainly recession proof. So in other words, they're always going to be needed. For example, our CDL, our healthcare, our trades, IT, computers, there's always demand for these careers. And so regardless of the recession that we're in, and hopefully there's brighter, bigger days ahead of us, that these programs will launch folks into a new career pathway and help them find a job, a meaningful career, and wages that's going to support themselves and their families. So we're super excited about the scholarship and the partnership with the county.
Jen, I know that counties all across the Shenandoah Valley received CARES Act funding, and a lot of them were distributing that in a lot of different ways. Some were doing grants to small businesses. Some were helping with utility and rent assistance. I had not heard of this scholarship option until Guy emailed me that that's what we were going to be talking about today. So how did you guys come up with this idea?
Yes, we, like other counties, are also using CARES Act money for small business grants. We certainly want to be helping those businesses that have been in place and continue to strive through the current pandemic. But, with the second allocation of CARES Act money that came to the county and such a short time frame, quite honestly, of which we had to use them, we were also trying to look at some creative ways where we could put that money back in the hands of our county residents and really help make an impact. We've had hiring needs from predating this pandemic, to be quite honest. A lot of our local manufacturers, not just in Shenandoah County, but really regionally, have been looking for people. And the pandemic didn't change that. They still continue to hire. And in fact, in many cases, we have companies that are still continuing to grow. And so we recognize that there's a need with a lot of people because the pandemic has hit different industries in different ways. We saw an opportunity to take people that may have had careers at one point or worked in, say, the tourism industry for quite some time. And that industry, sadly, has been impacted by this in some ways. And maybe offer them an opportunity to retrain and reskill and find a new career path if they so choose. And this just seemed like a great opportunity. I have to be honest, we stole the idea from our neighbors in Luray, but you know, we all work and collaborate really well together. And when there's a great idea out there, then we're not ashamed to take advantage of that and adapt it to our own community as well.
Well, it was interesting. A month or so ago, I had a conversation with Dr. Mark Johnston, who, of course, is the superintendent at Shenandoah County Public Schools. And we were talking about the impact that COVID was having in Shenandoah County to a larger degree in some cases than in the other surrounding counties. So it does kind of seem like it's fitting that you guys would take this perspective to help people switch jobs, get into a new job, or find a whole new career path.
Yeah, I mean, tourism has been traditionally our number two industry in the county, just behind agriculture. And so certainly we saw a hit from that very early on. Although it's also worth noting that while tourism has shifted and we're seeing impact certainly to our restaurants and our hotels, we've also seen a surge, as much of this region has, in tourism over the last several months. Really since May, when things started to open back up, we found that people are itching to get out of the city and they're looking to come to this area because, you know, they can get outside and enjoy the great outdoors and wide open spaces. And a lot of our businesses that have had the ability to take advantage of the outdoor space, like our vineyards and our agritourism venues, have not been impacted as dramatically as some of the other ones where, you know, hotels, certainly people have a perception that staying in a hotel may not be safe, even though, you know, our conversations with our hotels really prove otherwise, that they, with their parent corporations, have very, very strict measures in place to ensure consumer safety. But again, it's changing that perception that people have and making sure that they feel comfortable. So unfortunately, the employment that is supported through tourism has been impacted, but it's not our only industry, certainly. And again, that's where we're lucky to be a diverse county that has a lot of different types of industry here. And even within, say, our manufacturing, it's diverse. And several of those, you know, Howell Metal, Truck Vault, IAC, Andros, they're all hiring right now. And they're looking for people. And that's really why this program is such a great fit, because the skills that they're looking for are tied directly into the programs that LFCC offers. And this is an opportunity for somebody to come in at really, really minimal cost and be able to take advantage of those opportunities and hopefully get themselves a new job.
So how does someone qualify? How do they know if they're listening now, whether they fit to be able to fill out one of these applications?
It's pretty simple. You have to reside in the county or within the towns of the county and be a resident. And so that's it. You have to demonstrate your need through an application through our website here at the college and identify the course that you are interested in taking. We've pre-selected quite a few courses that do align with some of those in-demand jobs that Jenna mentioned in some of those businesses. But if there's another course that the individual is seeking or looking to go after, those are also optional too. So if you happen to have our catalog, I'm showing this, but our radio viewers can't see it. But if you happen to see one of our catalogs or see a course on our website that really aligns with your long-term goals and it does match potential job opportunities within the county, we say go for it. Just make the ask. And so filling out the application is pretty straightforward, demonstrating your need or why you've been impacted by COVID-19. And find a course that fits your need. The scholarship is designed to cover 75% of tuition that's due to the student, up to $2,000. But for the math sake of things, that can mean a lot of things, because many of the Shenandoah County residents are obviously Virginia residents, and we actually add additional grant funding on top of a lot of our training programs. We've talked before in the past about our Fast Forward grant, which covers 2/3 the cost of a course. And so, for example, our medical assisting course is normally $3,195, so a little over $3,000. And with Fast Forward, it cuts it down to a third, making it a little over $1,000 just for that student to take the course. But with this scholarship, it'll cover 92% of the full tuition. So that basically results about $266 for the student to pay for a medical assisting course. And we just heard recently from a local employer for that exact example, they're hiring medical assistants right now. So aligning with some of those in-demand jobs that we've identified with some of the training programs, but that's going to find someone a job very quickly in a few weeks versus waiting a long-term program they may have to go through. So the scholarship itself, it's like getting extra discounts. We don't like to, everybody likes discounts, right? I think we've heard that somewhere before, but it's an awesome opportunity to really start your career path in a whole new area that's in demand, aligned with a great pathway opportunity with local employers hiring. But also the other thought too, it's up to $2,000. So if I only spent a couple hundred dollars on my first course, I can stack it with another credential that makes me more employable. So that's even more valuable. So your $2,000 scholarship in theory goes a long way with building your skill set and making more employable for those who are looking for individuals like yourself.
And that's important to note because you're not limited because of the low cost once you factor in all of these discounts, so to speak, to just taking one course. You literally can take two or three and get even further along in your hiring process because you've got so much more certifications and credentials under your belt.
Exactly. So we were talking off there about a CDL being valuable no matter where you go. And another training program that also offers our heavy equipment operator. So many cases, and if you're taking out a piece of machinery to a job site, you need to also have your CDL as well too. So that's a great example of stacking your CDL with your heavy equipment operator training program. So that's how individuals can really set themselves apart from all the other applications that employers are looking through. If you have that credential, it demonstrates your skill set and you're also your drive and initiative towards that industry as well too. So it's a great thing to do to be able to be stackable. So this scholarship opportunity is a tremendous way to get in to some of these high demand careers that are paying very well with minimal training and effort. And the great part about it too is if you are still working at a part-time basis or something of that nature, or you're trying to figure out ways to help accommodate your family during this challenging time, that many of the courses are available weekends, weeknights. Some of them are full-time or part-time based on your availability. So we have a lot of flexible training options for those who want to get into a new career.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, can we get into the weeds a little bit more, Guy, on what some of these classes are? And Jenna, you mentioned before we started recording that local companies are hiring right now. So maybe we can marry some of those courses with some of the companies so people can really get a serious idea of what kind of new career paths they could choose using these scholarships. Can we do that in the next segment?
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Guy Curtis from LFCC's Workforce Solutions. He is on the Zoom screen with us along with Jenna French. She is the Director of Tourism and Economic Development for Shenandoah County. We're going to talk more with them in just a couple of minutes.
Do you know anyone who is struggling with financial hardships because of coronavirus? Our new webinar called Coping with the Money Crunch can help. We'll talk about immediate options to consider, revising or creating a spending plan, and lots of community resources. Then we'll cover how to narrow your priorities, contact creditors, and avoid scams and risky loans. The webinar is free, and you can either join by phone or through Zoom on a smartphone, tablet, or computer. You can find out more by visiting the Northern Shenandoah Valley Financial Education Program on Facebook or calling Karen Poff at 540-635-4549. Let me show you how to make your own plan or help someone you care about get through the crisis. Call 635-4549 or visit at NSV Financial Education on Facebook today.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are on the Zoom screen today with Guy Curtis. He is with LFCC's Workforce Solutions. Also on the Zoom screen is Jenna French. She is the Director of Tourism and Economic Development for Shenandoah County. We've been talking about the Shenandoah County CARES Scholarship. And Guy, when we went to break, we were talking about the number of classes that people can take. I was looking at the list during the break. A lot of these aren't even $200. Some are less than $150 for people to be able to take that could potentially put them into a new job or a career that is a well-paying job and career.
Right. And so not everything's free, but that's why we offer a little bit of money there so that the student has a little bit of skin in the game, of course. But yeah, these are tremendous opportunities to get a job quickly after a short training period. And so, you know, commercial driver's license, medical assisting, phlebotomy, farm tech, getting over into construction trades like heavy equipment, HVAC, electrical, those are all high in demand in the Shenandoah County and surrounding areas. So those are great courses to consider with the scholarship. We also have a pocket of courses that are slated in our open enrollment catalog, but they're not necessarily maybe convenient for those who could make the dates and times. So we have some other courses that we're suggesting that would be great in the area, such as our project management professional PMP program and ServSafe certification, as well as some leadership courses to help folks kind of round out skills and maybe help make themselves a little bit more employable, marketable for their job they're trying to apply for. So I guess the biggest thing is that if an individual has found an open job opportunity and can see themselves in that opportunity locally, and I think Jenna is going to share a few examples that are out there, that they can choose that course through us through the scholarship and potentially register now for a course that's taking place early in the new year. So for example, many of these are starting in October, November, December, and the new year of 2021, but they can use a scholarship now. They have a deadline of December 10th, but they can go and get enrolled and take advantage of the scholarship and pay really minimal amounts of dollars, less in most cases, less than $200. It's an awesome investment to get yourself into a wonderful career, and especially with employers who are hiring right now.
And Jenna, you were mentioning during the break several of those companies. We were joking with you because you were talking about Truck Vault, and Guy and I were like, what exactly is Truck Vault? We had no idea. We've heard of it, but we have no idea what they do. So tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny. We all drive past these companies on a fairly regular basis. I mean, most people in the region have probably been to Route 11 Potato Chips, and Truck Vault is right next door, and probably, you know, either never paid attention or have no idea what it is that they're driving past. Truck Vault is great. It's actually one of our newest industries here in Shenandoah County. They opened up here just a couple of years ago. They're a Washington State-based industry, and what they actually do is manufacture gun safes that are custom fit to vehicles. And so they work with a lot of our law enforcement throughout the county and quite honestly throughout the entire East Coast to outfit your local sheriff's office and law enforcement with the cases that they need. They fit in their trunk that enable people to transport them safely and know that they're locked and secure. And actually, even individuals, you know, you don't have to be a part of law enforcement to be able to come in and purchase their product. And they have a small showroom there at their facility in Mount Jackson. They also have catalogs and, of course, a website to be able to browse everything. But what's really neat is most people assume that these safes are made out of metal. And in fact, they're actually carpentry and almost exclusively made by hand. There's a little bit of CNC automation for somebody that has that type of skill set, but it's a really awesome opportunity for anybody that loves to work with their hands, enjoys woodworking and craftsmanship. They have several different specialized positions open, some that are not as specialized though as well, and information about the employment opportunities that they have can be found on their website. They're just one of the many companies that we have here in Shenandoah County that are hiring.
And like you say, it's important to note that some of these don't necessarily initially require any type of specialized education, but almost all of them probably at some point will if you want to move up. And that's kind of the key for this is you may be able to get in entry level with not anything more than, say, a high school diploma. But if you want to go any further, you're going to need to get some of these extra classes, to, like Guy says, to stack on top of each other to move further up the ladder.
Yeah, I mean, we're finding with a lot of our companies, many are willing to take somebody without the skills and then work with them as they get the training. So it gives everybody kind of a nice trial period to see if it's a good fit with the company and they like the culture while being patient and working with that potential applicant and employee to go through the programming at LFCC in conjunction with their onboarding process as well for positions that may be more specialized. Or again, if they want to grow at some point in their career.
And you were telling us also during the break about Howell Metals, and they had an interesting position because one of their positions doesn't require a CDL, but boy, I bet that would look good on a resume if you were applying because you had one anyway.
Exactly. And I think, you know, it's certainly worth noting that while many of these companies will often take somebody that maybe doesn't have the specialized training right off the bat. You know, if you're really looking and you're eager to find a new position, a lot of these trainings that LFCC and Workforce Solutions provide are just that extra boost on your resume to really help you stand out from the rest of the crowd and get an in. You know, when they're going through hundreds sometimes of applications, how do you stand out above everybody else? And sometimes showing that initiative that you were willing to take some of these things on your own to get the training really just gets your foot in the door and helps open it for potential opportunities. So yeah, Howell Metal, people may recall that they actually announced an expansion just this past, well, it's been a year in September. And so they're still in the process of continuing to grow and expand, which is pretty remarkable for a company that's been around in Shenandoah County for over 50 years. They used to do metal precision tubing. Think of them as like the tubes that go inside the air conditioner coils, but that's transitioned, and they're under the parent company Mueller out of Pennsylvania. And so they've brought a whole new operation down into the plant. You know, a lot of times when people think of metal work, they think of like the dirty, smelly. It is not like that at all. And I think that's also worth noting across the board. Sometimes we find that people don't get into manufacturing because they often have very antiquated perceptions of what the manufacturing industry looks like. And today's manufacturing is completely different than what you saw in movies as a kid potentially growing up, and work conditions, say, of the 1920s and things like that. I mean, these are clean, modern facilities. These are brightly lit and tall ceilings and, you know, really great places to work. And, you know, I'm amazed going into a lot of these facilities at the company cultures, and you walk the floors and you see the people and just the smiles from year to year. I mean, they truly love what they do. And Howell has just been a great company. They have several different positions that they're opening right now. Again, just because of that expansion, they're looking for folks for warehouse and distribution. The yard jockey is the position where, again, the CDL is not required, but certainly would be preferred. Production machine operators. Some of these positions are even 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's great if you have kids in school, can get them off to school and still be out of your job by the time they get off the bus and or need to be picked up from school. The production machine operators, they do have all shifts available. For somebody who wants to work an evening shift, there's opportunities there as well, but you don't necessarily have to come in. And I think it's great. Sometimes you start at these companies and they often start you sometimes at the night shift and you work your way up to the day shift. So it's great to see those entry-level positions with the 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday work schedule. People interested in Howell Metal can either go on site between Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and pick up an application and apply in person, or they can apply through their website at howellmetal.com.
Guy, Jenna brings up a point. I had a conversation a few weeks ago. Sally Michaels was on the show with me for their regular show, and National Manufacturing Day was on October 2nd. And we were talking exactly what Jenna said, that what manufacturing looks like now is nothing at all like what it looked like when my dad worked in, you know, one of the industries in Frederick County 50, 60 years ago. I think it makes a lot of people nervous, and they're especially an older generation. Well, I can't get a job at these places because I don't understand any of this. This is what these classes are built for these people to learn and understand and not make it so scary.
Yeah, right. I think over the years, we've been scared that automation is going to remove jobs, but it's actually done the opposite of that. It's actually created new job opportunities for folks who are traditionally, they were doing a lot of labor work, but nowadays with more sophisticated systems and that are in the manufacturing environment, they've become very advanced. There's things that we've done, especially now over the past year or so, looking aggressively at what manufacturers are doing within their environments and how to help those individuals who are currently working get the skills they need as they transition to more sophisticated systems. So we actually provide quite a few programs in that area to help folks. So if that is an area they want to go into long-term, it certainly shows their commitment if they're able to add in some programming around mechatronics, which is another huge area that we're investing in time and effort in with our training programs. So PLCs, power fluid systems, industrial instrumentation and control. There are so many different pieces and aspects of advanced manufacturing that are highly involved. So I think in some cases, if you like computers or just dealing with things hands-on and troubleshooting, fixing, maintaining, that's all a part of the manufacturing environment now. And so there's some awesome opportunity to get some training, show your commitment to that area. And as you grow and add on credentials and training, it just shows the employer that you're more willing to be invested in them and build and grow with them as well too. So I think we have some announcements coming in the future that we're advancing our programs a little bit, even further, because there's a new level of manufacturing that's out there, manufacturing 4.0. I'm not sure if Sally had mentioned that, but it's a whole nother level of, I mean, they're using Wi-Fi systems to help gauge and manage their equipment. It's just crazy. So it's unbelievable how things are advancing, and we're keeping up with it with our training programs here at the college. And what an awesome opportunity for folks to take advantage of that with the scholarship that's available at Shenandoah County that allows them to build their skills and continue to work with the company that's advancing themselves.
So where can someone, if a Shenandoah County resident is listening now, where can they go to access the application and at least a list of classes that are potentially available to them?
Sure. A quick website to go to is our workforce website. It's lfccworkforce.com/SC, and that's short for Shenandoah County, so /SC. And from there, you'll find a listing of the details of the scholarship, as well as the application to download and review. But also, we want to mention that if folks are interested in looking to learn more and want to ask questions, we have a live information session next week on October 15th from 5:30 to 6:30, and you can register for that session there on that website. But if you can't make that time, certainly go ahead and register, and you can watch the recording afterwards. And just let us know you're interested. So I think that's the other part of it too. The biggest barrier is not finding out what you don't know and able to make a decision from there. So the thought is, reach out to us. If there's a course you're not seeing in the catalog you really would like to go after, let us know and we'll get you set up with the right information and direction of where to go next. So that website's a good place to start, and joining us at the information session next week on the 15th would be a great time to do that and ask questions. If not, you can watch the replay later.
Well, and this scholarship covers up to $2,000 per resident if they're taking these classes. And, you know, the cheapest class on here is $61. And the most expensive one is $375 out of pocket after all of that is covered. So that's pretty huge when you figure you can take multiple classes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we mentioned earlier being able to stack those credentials to make yourself more employable. And that's just a quick shot of breadth of what we see as far as right now, real-time information, what jobs are needed, what skills are needed. And so that's why we have this represented on the application. But there's some other opportunity too. If we get enough interest, for example, for an HVAC technician boot camp, we just completed one. I had one this last fall. But some of the apprenticeship courses you may see for HVAC aren't necessarily within a four-month period. They're over like a six-month period. So those, if we get enough interest in HVAC, we'll create our own custom course for individuals trying to meet the needs that they have. So it's a tremendous opportunity for sure. The only obligation with this application is that you're a resident of the county. There is a requirement of completing a thank you letter to the county, and we'll accept that on our behalf as you complete the application. And from there, it's just a matter of completing the course. So there's a course you're responsible for the funds if you don't complete, but in most cases, folks do complete. They find a job right away, so there's no real need or fear for that. But it's a great opportunity, and why not go ahead and demonstrate your need? The other thought too is we were talking offline about the employers in the area. They may have let employees go, or maybe they're reduced hours. They can extend this application, or at least share this with those employees that have been impacted as an employer. So if you run a corporation business in the area, and you know you have a Shenandoah County resident that had worked for you or maybe reduced in hours, that's an opportunity to share with them that they can get reskilled, get back on with them as they ramp up operations. And so, of course, the financial piece of it comes down to the individual, not the employer themselves, but it's the individual who has to apply and move forward. But a great opportunity for employers who are looking to ramp up their workforce again.
And all of the information, lfccworkforce.com/SC for Shenandoah County. That's where they can get all of the classes, the application, register for the online information session on October 15th. Everything is there.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, we are going to wrap up our conversation today. We have been chatting on the Zoom screen with Guy Curtis from LFCC Workforce Solutions, along with Jenna French. She is the Director of Tourism and Economic Development for Shenandoah County. Thank you both for taking some time out of your Wednesday morning to have this conversation with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
And
thanks,
Guy, I would be remiss if I didn't wrap up and remind people that there is a new podcast series that I am hosting in partnership with the college, with Lord Fairfax Community College, called LFCC Stories. If you haven't heard about it, you haven't heard or listened to any of the podcast episodes, head over to theriver953.com/LFCC Stories, and you'll be able to hear. I think we've got 4 episodes up, and a new one will be released. Actually, a new one will have been released by the time today's show airs. So you'll be able to go and hear that. Tomorrow, I'm back with Tony Baker from Frederick County Parks and Rec talking about their programs going into the last quarter of the year. So I will have that show ready to go for you a few minutes after noon tomorrow. Meet me back here then.